This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
Let me start off by saying this is a conversation I was not expecting or planning to have on this program this week, even as recently as earlier this week. But I'm looking at Facebook and one of my friends, one of my baseball teammates, suddenly says, "Hey, I'm a published author," and puts a link to his book. Now, we do a lot of book interviews on this program, but this one's really, really different. This isn't about personal. This isn't about policy. This isn't about politics. This isn't about anything like that. It's a very personal story that I know millions of people can relate to. First, I immediately bought the book, and I should get that any day now. But secondly, I know the author, and I know who he is as a person, and I know that there's something that we can relate to and learn from him. And he's joining me right now, despite really, really tough circumstances in his life. And Dave Lauer joins me right now. And Dave, yours is a name that around the country people, you know, don't know, because, you know, we're just a couple of guys in St. Louis who play baseball with a bunch of other knuckleheads, you know, from week to week to week. But about a year ago right now, we were called. The team that we play on was kind of called in, and our manager, Mark, said, "Hey guys, we got some bad news about Dave." And you were with family, you were with, you know, at Christmas, and pick up the story from there. What happened about 1 year ago today?
Oh, so, so literally it was Christmas Eve. We were at home hosting a dinner with, you know, my wife and my son and our, you know, our parents, his grandparents. And as we were literally getting ready to sit down for dinner, I started feeling a little bit of what I can only really describe as vertigo. Just everything felt a little bit off, just a little dizzy, you know, not about to fall over or anything, but just nothing seemed, equilibrium was just funky. After trying to fight through it for a little bit, delaying the start of dinner and all that, it finally reached a point where I looked at my wife and I said, "I think we need to get to urgent care." And, she knew me well enough to know that those words coming out of my mouth meant something was really wrong. And, to cut to the chase, within a matter of a few hours, I was at an emergency room getting a CT scan and then waiting for an MRI. And by pretty much first thing Christmas morning, I had a surgeon walking into the room and saying, "Yeah, you got a brain tumor and it's probably cancerous and you need to get it operated on as soon as possible."
And that is kind of what floored all of us, when we heard that news as well, because I mean, you've been in the old man baseball circles for a long time, administrator, one of the best recognized schools in the St. Louis region. And it's not supposed to happen to guys like you, Dave. And that's the thing. And then you get a diagnosis, which sounded really grim. I mean, you were obviously were there with your family in the hospital, but I'm telling you, it sucked the air out of, you know, all of us, because we can't believe it's going to happen to somebody like Dave. But here you are a year later, but that diagnosis originally was really, really tough. And I'm going to get to the book that you were inspired to write about this here in just a little bit, but how do you and your family, and this is what I'm talking about, so many people can relate to this because it happens to so many different people around the country, around the world, when you get that news, cancer, when you get that news that here's a diagnosis and some doctor that you barely know or don't know at all gives you life altering news, how does that hit you and your family? I mean, what do you go through?
Really can't even describe it. It was so sudden, you know, like you said, you know, we had all been down in Florida literally a month earlier, you know, playing baseball for a week, and there was just no inkling of this coming. Always been an incredibly healthy person, and you know, I think that's part of the lesson here is we all think that this stuff is way down the road, and Part of the lesson is none of us know, any day, any time can be when we find out that things are a lot different than what we have planned them to be. So it was pure unadulterated shock. But then it was also then immediately sort of just leaning into the moment and realizing, okay, we got to get after it. And that's when the doctor in the hospital was like, we're like, well, we're gonna need a second opinion on this. And she said, I totally get that, but you need to understand that, this isn't something you have weeks to deal with. You've got days. And she's like, I know it's Christmas Day, and that doesn't seem like it's very doable right now, but this is you got to get this dealt with really, really quickly. And that's when you guys all sort of came into the loop was the day after Christmas, as I'm sitting around trying to plan out, who are the people I can reach out to potentially, put me in touch with the right, medical people in town. And, lo and behold, a group text from our baseball team comes through with somebody just, wishing everybody happy holidays. And I'm staring at the phone and thinking, do I really want to drop this bomb on my buddies? But at the same time, I got 20 people who would, jump in a foxhole with me if I need them to. And I threw out, the what was going on and what I needed. And through that, literally 24 hours later, through one of our teammates whose son was happened to be working in the neurology department at the finest institution in town. Literally 24 hours later, I'm sitting in the office of the best neurosurgeon, one of the best in the country. And that sort of started the treatment journey, and has, led to where I'm at now.
12 months later, and the book, which I want to get into here in just a couple of minutes, because I've got about a minute left before we need to pause for just a second. Dave Lauer, and the book is called "Glad to Be Here," which has been written since this all happened and this diagnosis. And I mean, I know you, and everybody else is about to get to know you. And this is a book that I'm looking forward to getting to because I know it's going to be uplifting, but probably something that's going to equip us as well. So in about 30 seconds or so before we take a pause, when did you decide I'm going to tell this story and I'm going to write a story for other people?
Yeah, it was. I had always sort of, I always liked to write, and I'd always started to want to write a book and never really had a topic that I thought I could do justice. And probably just in having conversations with friends in the few weeks immediately following all this, it just hit me that I finally had something that I could do something with and do justice with. And it just came together really quickly that this is what I needed to do. And probably within a month, while I was recovering from the first major surgery, I just started, getting thoughts down, and it was therapeutic, and it just sort of kept going, and topics kept coming to mind, and it just came together. It was a very rewarding experience to get the thoughts out and memorialize my voice, but also hopefully provide a few nuggets that might help anybody else who's dealing with a situation out of left field that they weren't prepared to deal with.
Once again, the book is called Glad to Be Here by my guest, Dave Lauer. You can find that at Amazon. All right, just ahead, let's pick up this conversation with Dave. And Dave, thanks for sticking around with us here. What has he learned? What is he learning? And most importantly, how can you or probably somebody in your family or your circles of life benefit from Dave's fight? We'll get to that just ahead, right here on American Viewpoints.